You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you all for being patient on the phone lines. We're talking about soda, and it's linked to diabetes. When you only have one soda a day, is it the high fructose corn syrup? Is it because the calories are wrong? As well as we got a lot of other medical news, but I know some of you have been waiting on the break, so let's go right to the phone lines. We got Tony calling from Chicago. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
I was interested in talking to you about this high fructose versus regular sugar. I'm in the Chicago area, and they have just started promoting a throwback Pepsi.
Right.
And it says right on the box, made with sugar, not high fructose corn syrup. I bought some as an experiment to bring it home and have my 17-year-old son taste it, and he couldn't believe the difference in taste. I tasted it, and it reminds me of when I was a kid growing up.
Yes.
It's not thick and syrupy. You can just tell it's a cleaner flavor.
Yes.
I really hope to bring this back. I'm a firm believer in high fructose corn syrup does have a lot of detrimental side effects to our health.
Yeah, no, it's funny. My husband found the Pepsi. We got it in Vegas, I think about 6-7 months ago. And he goes, look at this throwback Pepsi. Try it. And I tried it, and I was like, I agreed. It wasn't that syrupy taste. And it tasted like what I remember from the 80s and 70s. And it was, and even though we still got to be careful because it is a sugary drink, et cetera, my husband and I said the exact same thing you just said. I go, I wish, why can't soft drink go back? You know, another thing we also notice is Mexican Coke. When we go to a Mexican restaurant and we get the Coca-Cola or the Coca, you know, from the Mexican bottles, they use regular sugar, and in a bottle it tastes better than regular Coca-Cola with the high fructose corn syrup. So I hear you. Not that I'm allowed to on air recommend people drink soda, but I gotta tell you, I think Pepsi got it right doing the throwback. The only thing is I still don't know if it was just sugar or if there's still some other kooky things in there, you know?
According to the label I read in the store, because I spent a little bit of time, honestly, I was shocked that there was high fructose corn syrup in regular Pepsi. Maybe I'm naive. But I didn't even realize that they had switched completely over to high fructose corn syrup now in Pepsi or Coke. But when I saw that, I did look at the label, and it doesn't seem to be too different except that high fructose corn syrup is one of the first things listed on the Pepsi carton, and it's now sugar. And there is a big difference in taste. I'm not sure what the medical findings have been for high fructose versus sugar, but the high fructose is in everything. I think that's why we're getting obese as a country.
Exactly. And it could be also inducing insulin resistance. I mean, whether the high fructose corn syrup is actually more packed with calories or not, I think it's also causing some weird changes to our body. If our body was designed to take on regular sugar and to digest regular sugar or sucrose, once you start, compounding it and, increasing the density, like of the fructose, I don't know if the body can handle it that well, and then you start to have the problems. That's my theory.
I agree with you. I think the same thing as lecithin versus soy.
Yep.
Where they have that in a lot of products. People are pushing soy products and they're not really soy. It's the lecithin. It's kind
right.
of
Creating. Yeah, that's a problem. Once they start to screw around with, well, that's why I always get nervous whenever I have somebody who says they're on a fat-free diet or a sugar-free diet, so they're buying things that are quote-unquote sugar-free or fat-free. I'd rather you eat something in its most natural form, because the more natural you get, the healthier, or the safer, I should say.
Right, I agree.
Thank you, Tony, for calling. Great point. I appreciate your patience being on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, in news today, this is very interesting. They say that Harvard scientists have discovered a hormone that could treat diabetes. And I know some of you are like, gosh, Dr. Dalia, you talk about diabetes all the time. Well, I mean, you realize diabetes is afflicting us faster than any other disease. And not only older people, the younger. I've told you guys I'm a little freaked out about this newer form of diabetes that I'm seeing in younger people, these 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds. I'm getting these patients who have never been diabetic, so they're not your usual type 1 diabetic where it's a kid that ends up losing weight, always being thirsty, doctors diagnose them with diabetes because they aren't making insulin early on, and these kids are on insulin shots ever since the beginning, or you have your older group of individuals with type 2 diabetes, pancreas isn't working that well, maybe pancreas isn't making as much insulin, you have more insulin resistance, heavier people, older people don't manage their sugars well. We're seeing a diabetes in younger individuals that is extremely aggressive and fast moving, where they go from zero, I should say normal blood sugar about, 90 to 100, 70 to 100, but, they were 90 one year and then 230 the next, and the year after 340. And you're like, what the hell is going on with these people? And I'm wondering if these are the people that end up being more prone to, foods with the high fructose corn syrup or anything else that could be, damaging their pancreas. So anyway, they say the Harvard Stem Cell Institute has discovered a hormone that could dramatically improve treatments for type 2 diabetes. Apparently, they could use something called betatropin. And what that does is it accelerates the production of beta cells that produce insulin in the pancreas. Now, yes, betatropin is a hormone that I don't really know much about. I don't think a lot of us do. They've been able to identify it. They know liver fat cells express it, and that seems to correlate with the beta cell proliferation. But if beta cells only produce the insulin that the body needs, or there's a screw-up in the regulation of insulin, then that's when we would need science to kind of jump in. So from what we understand, a company is looking into this, and because this company does stem cell research, these guys are probably on the forefront of getting funds and grants and on the forefront of a lot of research, because we're now looking at stem cells for everything. And, it's kind of interesting. I know we're coming up on break, so I need to wrap up in a second here before we go on to the next segment. But, our diabetes research is always, just a couple steps behind where it needs to be. And kudos to them for, slowly moving in the hormonal direction. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dalia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dalia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dalia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdalia.com. That's drdalia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, April 24th, 2013. Gold opened at 1428.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1464.82, a half ounce for 732.41, and a quarter ounce for 366.21. That's 1464.82, 732.41, and 366.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. They may be changing the typical keyboard. You know how our keyboard, which we learned to type on since I don't know how many decades, because everything's now about texting, they are thinking about changing our keyboard, I'd have to describe it later. I'm so upset by this because I don't do a lot of things really well, but the one thing I could do is type, and I could type fast, and for them to now change it midstream, right, when I'm older and it's hard to learn new things, I'm going to have a problem with that, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a lack of sleep can reduce your sperm count by a third. This kind of confuses me because usually guys and girls seem to be their most fertile when they're younger. And when they're younger, they're partying all night and they don't seem to sleep. So that's kind of interesting. Most Americans do oppose taxes on soda and candy. So we're going to talk about that, why government still keeps trying to push taxes when we really don't want them. Of course, any other breaking news. Oh, and there is a story I want to talk about. Where do most cheaters take their dates? We got a list of the top 10 restaurants people take their dates to. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But I know we got some of your calls and questions on the answer line, so please, or the question line. So let's go straight to the phone lines and see what we can answer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm from Nebraska. I'm calling about my dad. He's 55, somewhere around in there. He is a smoker. He thought he had neuropathy. It was what bad. What's going on is his calf is having pain. Then his foot is falling asleep. But they did an MRI on his back. No pinched nerves. No bulge disc. No ruptured disc. No out of alignment spine. Went to acupuncture. Everything was good there.
Okay.
He does have high blood pressure. They did diagnose it as neuropathy, but they're not really sure. But he's having real bad headaches. They say it's from that calf. That's like it tightens up and all that.
You know, I'm thinking, a few things. So neuropathy is basically where you have issues with your nerves. And peripheral neuropathy, the nerves, obviously, that are at the periphery, like your feet, hands, arms, etc. And so I love the fact that his MRI was clear, all right? Because, you know, if you do have a bulging disc, like you know, you had mentioned, that could press on the nerve. But other things cause neuropathy as well. So, like, for example, I would want to make sure he wasn't a diabetic, and I'm sure they already did that. You would want to make sure that he doesn't have low thyroid. Would want to make sure he doesn't have liver disease, kidney disease. Usually we check your B levels, like your B12, B1, B6. Certain infections could also cause neuropathy. Like for example, some of you were concerned about the swine flu shot and the Guillain-Barré. Right, because that was Guillain-Barré isn't so much a virus, but getting a vaccine or having something done, and then you having this autoimmune response. Although like Lyme disease and shingles and hepatitis, those could also cause neuropathy. So I think he's going to need a lot of blood work. After we rule out that it's nothing viral or bacterial or autoimmune, you know, they could test him for lupus and rheumatism, etc. You may want to have a tox screen just to see if there's any certain poisons or toxins that could have actually started to, mess with some of his nerves. I doubt he's alcoholic, but, people who drink, they do develop neuropathy. And I believe it's more so because of poor vitamins issues. And so a lot of times we could still pick some of that up in the blood work, too. What I would probably recommend is if he's getting headaches, they should also scan his head. They should do all the blood work we just talked about, thyroid, diabetes, vitamin B1, 12, 6, autoimmune disorders, etc. And then I would probably recommend a nerve conduction test. All right, just to kind of see, if they could identify which nerves are giving him the most problems, if they can. And then, it doesn't always have to be something so much pressing on the nerve in terms of a disc. We had a woman, she was a young lady. She's doing okay now. But she was pregnant at the time, and she was starting to have some sciatica, which was causing pain down one of her legs. Now, we couldn't really image her because she was pregnant. Gynecologist was monitoring the baby, doing ultrasounds. But as soon as she delivered the baby, we decided to get her in with an orthopedist and, get the MRI, etc. Well, the orthopedist orders the MRI, and he actually finds a tumor. Orders a CAT scan of the pelvis. Now the baby's out, so they could do a CAT scan of the pelvis. And they find that there was a tumor sitting on the sciatic nerve, a sarcoma. Now, she went through therapy, treatment, chemotherapy, radiation. She's doing well, doing awesome. And I'm not saying that to scare you, but sometimes you could be having pain that's not so much associated with back, but something that could be deeper in the pelvis. The other thing, too, is I still like to look at the circulation. All right, sometimes we call it neuropathy, but it could also be lack of circulation. So you could be having leg pain, foot pain because of circulatory issues. So I always recommend like an ultrasound of the arteries and the veins in the legs. Why not? that. It's easy to do. ABIs, ankle brachial indices, to look at blood flow, see if there's a difference between one leg or the other. Now, he does smoke. So, you know, this could be lack of blood flow. But I'm glad you guys are jumping on this. This is something you don't want to let go for a while, because if a leg is going numb or if a leg starts to hurt, you could start to lose muscle. And then having muscle atrophy in that leg, that just starts to cause a whole host of problems. All right, because we need our strength. And why not tell them to check a testosterone on them as well? All right, great question. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so moving on. This is a kind of interesting study. Apparently, there's an infidelity website. Okay, it's a dating website for married people. AshleyMadison.com. Remember we talked about that? And AshleyMadison.com. I forget why they exist, but I guess they've become pretty popular, has a survey. And it shows where are the most common venues that people will go to when they want to cheat. Okay? And they found that many of these venues are at least 20 miles away from the home of the cheater. So the website asked 42,890 of their members who lived in America, obviously, to choose their top 10 venues. Number one ended up being Morton's Steakhouse. All right. Number two was Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Isn't that interesting how, you know, steakhouses, I think, you know, one, because it's fancy schmancy and it's kind of romantic and it's dimly lit, but doesn't that stink? You're married and your spouse doesn't go with you to a fancy schmancy steakhouse. Oh, we're on a budget. Why don't we just eat some Hamburger Helper and Top Ramen tonight? Yet, you know, when you are having an affair, then money no object. Houston's. I don't think I've ever been familiar with Houston. P.F. Chang's comes in next. Cheesecake Factory. Del Fusco's. Now, that's interesting. I know of a Del Frisco's. I don't know of a Del Fusco's. Chili's comes next. Outback Steakhouse comes in number 8. Number 9 is Red Lobster. And Red Lobster for the seafood lover and you. Seafood lover, looks like loving something else. And then Fleming's. Now, mind you, these restaurants are not condoning it. It's just, I guess, you know, when they did these surveys, they found that members would find a place 20 miles from their house, and then roughly that's where they would take their date. Maybe do lovey-dovey. I'm not sure. So, just, you know, keep in mind, if any of your spouses listen to this or see this survey and they see, you took somebody to Ruth Chris on your credit card, you're going to be in a heck of a lot of trouble. Oh, it was just a business dinner. Yeah, a business dinner for two. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're getting a little bit more scoop on the Boston Marathon bombs. And they say they were triggered by remote controls used in remote control toys. They say the homemade pressure cooker bombs used in the deadly Boston Marathon explosions were triggered by a remote detonator, kind of the kind that is used in remote control toys. They say they found pieces of this type of stuff among the debris, so they're analyzing them. Now, we still don't have too much information because they're still, you know, they're still trying to investigate, you know, before they kind of name where it came from. But they say one official described the detonator as close controlled, meaning it had to be triggered within several blocks of the bombs. Of course, 3 people had died, more than 250 people injured when the bombs went off simultaneously. Now, they are, they're trying to now go back and look to see where the pressure cookers were bought and possibly these remotes. We'll keep you posted. Don't go away when we come back. Now that the Miranda rights were given to Tsarnaev, he's not talking. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app for free. You can download those apps and listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. We understand that the show airs, even though we broadcast 3 hours a day, some of your cities, sometimes on XM, it plays an hour at a time. So if you miss any of the show, you can always catch it on your iPhone. It usually replays the last few hours, plus then you could hook up to the podcast. All right, so Zakhar Tsarnaev, the surviving suspect, assuming that there's only two involved, okay, I'm assuming there's a lot more, but they're saying the surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings admitted to his role in the attacks to the FBI, but when he was finally read his Miranda rights, now from what we understand, he ain't talking. From what we understand, Zakhar Tsarnaev, 19-year-old, initially confessed to authorities that he and his older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, 26 years old, who, by the way, was collecting welfare checks up until 2012, right? Yeah, welfare checks. I know you see him, you know, boxing, and you see him, looking pretty capable. Right. Oh, by the way, we may want to talk about one theory is that boxing could have head injury with Tamerlan could have possibly led him to cause these terrorist attacks. We need to talk about that one. But honestly, that would mean everybody with a traumatic brain injury we got to have on the watch list. Really? Anyway, ridiculous. But anyway, Zakhar had been communicated with law enforcement officials by writing on a pad after suffering an injury to his throat during the last hours of the manhunt. He is unable to talk from what we understand. They're also saying that he didn't shoot himself in the throat. He had no weapon on him when he was arrested. So that maybe that was a shot that was fired previously. Anyway, they said he was read his rights on Monday, which as a citizen of the United States, he became a citizen last year, September 11th. Ironically, and it entitled him to the constitutional right to remain silent and seek a lawyer. So he stopped communicating. Okay? And from what I understand, he is waiting for an attorney. Federal agents obviously were kind of a little shocked. I guess a magistrate judge and a representative from the U.S. Attorney's Office entered the hospital room, read Tsarnaev his rights. Do you think if any of us did something like this on another country's soil, we would be treated so nicely? Oh, well, so I'm not sure who's going to represent him. I'd be shocked if anybody wants the case. I mean, my guess is there'll be some district attorney or some defendant is going to want his claim to fame, 15 minutes of fame or however long this is going to take, and we'll defend him. But that's going to be, oh boy, he's in for a world of heat, isn't he? Man. So the Department of Justice said investigators may wait until they have gathered intelligence about other threats before reading those rights in other terrorism cases. The debate over whether suspected terrorists should be read their Miranda rights is something that's, I guess, an ongoing argument right now, especially with our government. I don't understand this. You know, you have somebody that's not, I look at our having rights as a blessing and as a grace by the U.S. Constitution, and our having rights is something that should be protected, absolutely. But it's for those of us who are good American citizens. We are people that are not trying to destroy this country, denounce who we are. Like, for example, I guess Tamerlan, the older brother, had in a text sent to his mom how he's willing to die for Islam. Now, you know, for any of you mothers out there, if you have a child, all right, who says they are willing to die for Islam or willing to die, right, for a cause, okay, I would just suggest, okay, if you're their mother and you want to save their lives, don't think they're just being dramatic. You may want to get the authorities involved. All right? You're not turning the kid in. You're just protecting them because now her son is dead. So these texts, right, of him, you know, admitting and antheming that he is willing to die for a cause, she could have probably saved her son, and she could have saved a lot of Americans, but no, she probably thinks he's framed. All right, so now we're not getting any more information from Zakhar. So, okay, they read him his rights. I mean, I hope they got enough information prior. And apparently he had told the FBI that he and his brother were angry about the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and the killing of Muslims there. Yeah, was that the excuse? Okay, you know, we're angry about a lot of things. Some of us are really angry about Obamacare. Some of us are angry about a variety of things. Okay, that doesn't mean you kill innocent bystanders. Okay, that, no, no. You know, there's other ways to show your, there's other ways to show your, shall we say, discontent. Okay, and safer ways. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of discontent, most Americans oppose soda and candy taxes. All right, we aren't really that hip on that. They surveyed, apparently, Harris Interactive Daily Health Daily Poll, 2,100 adults talking about government taxes on sugary drinks and candy, and 56 to 58% said, oh, heck no. 21 to 23% were for it. Not sure who they are. All right, maybe they're the ones that don't eat the stuff. So, you know, let me just say there's a lot of people kind of unhappy with things going on, okay, whether it be taxes, whether it be Obamacare, whether it be Dr. Dahlia's show, not playing even more than it is. All right, there's other ways to resolve it. Now, we communicate, okay, right? We communicate. Very easy to communicate. And a big thanks goes to Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone. Now, Alexander Graham Bell has been in the news and being buzzed around because we are now able to hear his voice on the wax disc that, from what I understand, he had made audio recordings on. It's being held in the Smithsonian Institution. It was a disc from 1885. We're going to try to play it for you right now. We played it in the first hour. It's just way cool. Very difficult to discern what he's saying, but basically he says, hear my voice. Then there's a pause. Alexander Graham Bell. And he says that. We kind of played it a couple times for you. So here we go. That was Alexander Graham Bell. Well, you know, one thing I discerned from this recording is they spoke slower in those days. You know, at first I was like, oh, was that the end of the, you know, was that it? But I guess hear my voice. And then there was a huge pause. Alexander Graham Bell. Now, of course, maybe he was trying to enunciate, you know, maybe his partner or his assistant was like, yo, Alex, you know, speak slowly, make sure it takes. But I just think maybe they talked like that back then. Maybe they were very, you know, distinctive in their sounds, and they spread things out. They didn't talk like I do, where I talk 100 words a minute. All right. Maybe I should take some advice. I mean, here is one of the first recordings. You know, thanks to Alexander Graham Bell and Thomas Edison and the writers of our Constitution, I am able to, and our veterans and our military and our families supporting the military, I'm able to do what I'm able to do. So I am very, very grateful that I'm able to broadcast like I can. And that's where it was there. There it was. First recording, right, from a wax disc. April 15th, 1885. He invented the phone when he was in his late 20s. He also invented other things like a precursor to the iron lung. Apparently, he lost a son to a lung disorder, so he designed a metallic vacuum jacket that would help people breathe. Later in the 1950s, they made the iron lung for polio victims using very similar technology from this. Also, he made a photophone, which transmitted sounds using light, and that's apparently what many of us now use in terms of fiber optics. So pretty cool stuff, Alexander Graham Bell. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702
702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. With all the news and all the tragedy that's gone on over the last few days and, we forgot about a story that has caused a lot of mental anguish, and that's the future of Hostess and Twinkies and Ding Dongs. And it comes to find out that the new owners of Hostess are starting up production again. This time, though, they may not include unions. And from what we understand, Hostess may be union-free. From what we understand, almost, I think, 18,000 employees lost their jobs after a crippling labor dispute last year, and the makers of Twinkies and Ding Dongs ceased production. Now they say a joint venture of private equity firms, Apollo Global Management and Metropolis and Company, bought five bakeries and the majority of Hostess brand snacks for $410 million. I wonder if they get free Hostess whenever they want. The reformulated Hostess Brands LLC said it expects the products to be back on the shelves this summer. Now, I know I'm a doctor. I know I have a huge problem with people eating too much sugar, and we have issues with obesity and issues with people eating junk food, but I have to give credit where credit is due. Hostess had provided comfort food in some of the darkest depths of my life after breakups, the SATs, waiting for an acceptance letter to get into medical school, waiting to hear if my show was going to be launched onto XM. I found comfort and solace in my Ho-Hos and my Twinkies. And I think we could all pretty much admit to Hostess and Twinkies and Ho-Hos getting us out of some rough times when we were kids. And so seeing them fall by the wayside because of labor disputes, I think hurt a lot of us, millions of us. So Adali Medicine Plant in Columbus, Georgia will be the first to reopen. Oh, the zingers. I know. I love zingers. And they're just small enough where you're satisfied. But then what they do is they have the three pack of the zingers. Then by then you might as well just eat, whole box of Hostess. Anyway, apparently the Dolly Madison plant had been there since 1971, had employed 400 people. See, I'm really excited because I want, at least two-thirds of these 18,000 employees that got fired to hopefully get their jobs back. And I want to be able to go and buy my ding-dongs. I just hope to high heaven, if I could give them any advice, okay, my advice would be, please, for the love of the Lord, do not mess with the taste. Remember Coca-Cola did that, right, in the 80s, and they had to go back to Coca-Cola Classic? Yeah, that was ridiculous. Yeah, I'm not going to tolerate any change. I mean, let it still be Hostess. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, one thing I am kind of concerned about also that I don't want them to change is our keyboard. They say the 19th century QWERTY keyboard is ill-suited for today's smartphones. So they want to come up with a KALQ keyboard. All right? They say it promises to allow faster typing using only thumbs and was found to speed up the number of words produced on screen per minute by up to 34%. They say thumb typing with QWERTY, invented by an American newspaper editor in the 19th century, is unfortunately inefficient on touchscreen tablets and phones. Because, see, when you hold a touchscreen, you're holding it with one hand, two hands, your thumbs are the only thing available. As opposed to a keyboard, you need a keyboard on a flat surface, and then you type. I probably type about 90 words a minute. I'm pretty proud of it. I could about 10 key touch at 200 a minute. I don't know how I'm going to handle this whole KALQ. Apparently, a team of researchers from St. Andrews University in Scotland studied in detail how users type using their thumbs, and they developed a new layout. So the KALQ has a split layout with 16 keys on the left, 12 keys on the right, with the most commonly used letters clustered together. Most of the vowels are positioned near the space bar and are handled by the right thumb along with G, K, L, Q, and J, while the left thumb takes care of most of the consonants. I know for some of you go like, wait, so what if you're left-handed? They say the orientation could be reversed. And the key size can even be scaled for different hand sizes. So like me, my hands are big, my thumbs are big. Yeah. They say novice tablet users reach typing speeds that eclipsed those achievable with QWERTY after 10 hours of training and continued to improve, reaching 37 words per minute. I mean, I hate to see this happen. All right. Apparently, I think, Let me see. What do we have with the scoop? I guess the regular keyboard that we use, the QWERTY, they call it QWERTY, was invented by Christopher Scholz, a Milwaukee port official, senator, and newspaper editor. He first tried to do something alphabetical, but I guess the type bars clashed because of the key arrangements. It didn't work. So then he arranged the proximity of the most used letters and arranged them in a way to make this a machine he was working on work. Then the frequencies and combinations of letters had to be considered to prevent key clashes. So he basically, you know, played around with the letters. 1873, QWERTY was taken on by Remington, which then manufactured typewriters. And then it became the basis in most English European countries. All right. So, I get that times are changing. I know I'm kind of old school. You know, I still would rather, you know, write sometimes than type. I mean, I really kind of still like the whole paper and pencil type of thing. But I kind of get how, you know, if everything is now about handheld devices and only your thumbs being free, to me, I think it's still going to cause carpal tunnel. I know a lot of you are like, oh, well, I use my iPad so I don't get carpal tunnel. Carpal tunnel is where you get restriction and inflammation along the median nerve. And unfortunately, a lot of the ways we type, if we don't position our hands correctly, we end up getting the pain in the wrist, the numbness in the fingers, etc. But, you know, we're having other issues like texting thumb, right? Or, you know, we're having other types of issues with our wrists because of the way we're using our iPads and our smartphones. So I don't want people to think they're going to be in the clear. But I get it. Things are changing. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the sperm story. We can never finish a show without talking about something below the waist, right? Just as always in the news. So I guess a lack of sleep can reduce a man's sperm count by a third. Scientists found sperm numbers dropped by more than a quarter in men not getting a full night's rest due to late nights, insomnia, and broken sleep. They even say lack of sleep make your testicles shrink. Now, we know that sleep loss has been linked to obesity, breast cancer, heart disease. Ideal amount of sleep is 7-8 hours. If you could go for 9, great. One study showed adults getting less than 6 hours sleep were 36% more likely to have a heart attack, 22% more likely to have risk of stroke. But people don't seem to care about that. They really, really care about their testicles shrinking. The latest investigation came from researchers at the University of Southern Denmark, believed to be the first to show how insufficient rest affects male fertility. Sperm counts, I guess, have been falling. We don't know why. We've been blaming it on our laptops because they think it fries the testicles. But we've also been blaming the diet. But maybe it's just sleep. Okay? Now, you know, when is your sperm made? Well, your sperm is made all the time. All right. My guess is when we sleep, that's when we usually get a lot of our rejuvenation and a lot of the extra cells, I want to use a word that doesn't sound too scientific, but that's usually where a lot of our reconstruction is done. And so, you know, if the testicles are starting to shrink by people that don't sleep, I would say go to sleep. Now, that doesn't mean you take sleeping pills. Has to be natural sleeps, okay? Semen quality, I guess, lacks with sleep disturbances. So don't be starting to pop the pills. Whew. Guys, another hour coming up. Please don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.